The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
You may have seen Primetime Investigates revealing that the precise movements of tens of thousands of Irish people by virtue of being able to track their phones from homes to military bases to government offices, that data is being sold by data brokers. And the Data Protection Commission is saying that they, quotes, first became aware of this matter when contacted by Primetime. We are extremely concerned by it. Location data can reveal a significant amount of information about individuals. Information about an individual's location can pose a serious security risk to their security and well-being. And we're currently working to identify the data broker in question. And if they are headquartered in Ireland, we will take action ourselves. If they're headquartered in another EU country, we will engage with the relevant data protection authority to deal with the matter. Dr. Johnny Ryan is with us. He's a senior fellow at the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and a senior fellow at the Open Markets Institute. Johnny, it seems extraordinary that this data has been, if it was a data leak, it would be an extraordinary breach. The fact that it is being actively sold seems beyond the beyond.
It does seem beyond the beyond, doesn't it? Anton, it's great to be with you. And listening to your show this morning, I think we're seeing two different scandals coming together. The first is what you discussed just a moment before with Adam. Young people are unable to move out of their parents' homes and have relationships on their own terms. And that's because, you know, back in before 2008, we had a total failure by our banking regulators. And in the banking crisis of 2008 that followed, the state sacrificed future generations. So that's scandal one, and we're feeling it now. Scandal two, you've also been discussing, and that's our extreme national security vulnerability to Russia and others. And that's made much worse by the decade of failure by the Data Protection Commission to stop the tide of data about all of us, every one of us, leaking out across the globe. So what Primetime showed on Thursday is a sliver of the data. It showed how anyone can buy information about where we are, and that includes politicians, military leaders, key people in sensitive industries and our utilities, where they're going every day. So we're wide open, and that is 100% down to the failure of the Data Protection Commission. And as you said, I told the DPC about all of this in 2017 when I worked in the real-time bidding industry, which is the source of those data. And we at ICCL have even taken the DPC to the High Court to try to force it to engage with this stuff, and it continues to refuse.
Now, this real-time bidding, the capacity to purchase information, can you give us an insight into who it is that is buying and selling, obviously without naming names, but a sense of the type of entities and what they do with the information?
Yes. So what we're talking about is the auction system in online advertising. It operates behind the scenes on nearly every website and app that you'll use today, Anton. And it is sending information about you to tens or hundreds, and industry documents say thousands, of companies just to show a single ad. Now, you're talking about the biggest names in online advertising, and they are all based here. They're under the jurisdiction of our Data Protection Commission. So for the DPC to say, this is all novel, we've never heard of this before, and let's see if the person reselling the data is in the state. That's nonsense. The source of the data is here. And let me give you a sense, by the way, of just how sensitive these data are. We at ICCL posed as a data buyer. We pretended we were a company that was buying data, and we went to a broker, just as Primetime did, and we were able to get RTB codes that denote specific people described as in Ireland, in the government, marked as intelligence and counterterrorism. So we've the RTB code for that set of people. Now, that's one of thousands of examples we obtained. Others are decision makers in our political parties, our elected officials, our industry leaders and military, but it's also these people's debts, their finances, and even personal things like whether they're intending a divorce or have an issue with weight loss, that kind of thing. Now, just to say, the DPC finally opened an inquiry into real-time bidding after our submissions and complaint. It finally opened an inquiry into that in 2019, but we only found out in 2022 that it was insisting on excluding data security And that has got us into the mess we're in now.
Go back for a bit, Johnny. You said about the kind of information that you could access. You can get into these cohorts of people who work in counterterrorism or in security or in government. You said you can find out if they are under financial pressure or if they are contemplating divorce and insights into the relationships thereby. How do you get that kind of information and insight? What is it that is revealed?
Isn't this incredible? So there's two things happening. One is your searches and where you're browsing online. So if you're reading about these things, the online advertising system is sending that information out to people who build dossiers about you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is maybe someone's built a dossier about you based on other information, but they can connect it to the online advertising system. Now, just to give you a sense of how dangerous this is, back in 2021, a bipartisan group of United States senators said, these data are a goldmine for foreign intelligence services who would exploit it to inform and supercharge hacking, blackmail, and influence campaigns. Now, that was 2021. The following year, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence declassified a report that confirmed that America's own spy agencies are buying these data. And another example, just to give you a sense of just how dangerous this is. In a report we produced back in 2023, which was widely covered around the world, we revealed an Israeli technology called Patterns, with a Z, Patterns. Now, what Patterns said it was doing is it was using these RTB data to track 5 billion people, and it could show a targeted person's most frequent driving path. Now, that is the stuff of drone strike nightmares. Right? So this is really dangerous data.
Now, can I ask on that, Johnny, because the way you just, that type of example, the drone strike nightmares, I think an awful lot of people listening will say, this is the stuff of Bond movies. And if you're not involved in espionage or counter espionage, it doesn't apply to us or even possibly to our government. Who would want this information on any of them? Is that correct or is that a flawed assumption?
It's an entirely flawed assumption. Let me give you a more prosaic example. There was a Catholic priest in the United States who left the priesthood a few years back after he was outed by an extreme conservative group, which had purchased 52 weeks of his life, his movements around the world, using the real-time bidding system. What they purchased was data from RTB showing his use of Grindr, right? So this is the gay hookup app, his visits to other men's apartments, and his stay at a gay bathhouse in Vegas. It later emerged that the people tracking this priest had been buying sex app RTB data to monitor many priests and their celibacy. And, you know, I mean, you might think there's nothing more prosaic than a Catholic priest, but let me bring it closer to home. Back in 2020, we sent the DPC, and we also sent Helen McAtee, who then was the Minister for Justice and was entirely inactive on this. We sent her information showing that we found data about 200 Irish people who were tagged as sexual abuse survivors. Irish sexual abuse survivors. We found data about these people in a European data broker that had received those data from RTB. And back from the DPC, nothing. Nothing at all. And nothing from government.
Johnny, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Dr. Johnny Ryan. He's a senior fellow at the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and a senior fellow at the Open Markets Institute.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.